Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Nelson Aguilar met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
I feel like you adjusted new team, new offense, and you feel comfortable in this system.
I feel good. I feel really good. You know, honestly, really good coaching staff and quality teammates that make it easy to adjust.
What kind of impact do you think you can make this receiver room
that's
adding new pieces like yourself? What kind of impact do you think you
can
have on this offense?
Well, I think, for one, I can be a good teammate, you know, do my job as a pro, show up, work hard, and add that aspect to it. And parts of my game, you know, to have speed and have some experience is a good thing.
What did it feel to you about coming?
It felt right. It just felt right. I mean, a lot of things aligned the right way, but it felt right. And then ever since I've been here, I think the number one thing is the family atmosphere. I feel at home, I feel comfortable, which allows me to be myself and play fast.
John Harbaugh said many times over the offseason, oh, Nelson's here, he's working out. He just was talking about basically the Queens being down in Baltimore. Was it important to you to do your work here and be present for kind of all along the way, even before this training camp started?
Yeah, I mean, whole new offense, new home. A place I wanted to be comfortable in as soon as we got here starting the season. So why not take advantage of the opportunity of OTAs to get better?
Nelson, with the talent at the wide receiver position on this team, how is that going to benefit you on the field? You know, maybe opponents may be overlooking you when other guys are out or other guys. I mean, what do you think about, you know, that when you're on the field and just the talent in this room?
I think we're a very, you know, talented group that has to continue to work hard and prepare to perform. And then as it goes for the other teams we play against, I think, you know, they have to defend us all. That's the most important thing. And for us, we just got to make our plays when our number's called.
Nelson, what's it been like working with Lamar to this point, and kind of what's your thoughts on him now compared to what it was before you guys just played with him up close?
You know, from afar, you know, you see Lamar, you know he's dynamic. But when you play with him, you start to get inside of his understanding of the game, how he sees things, you know, the whys to certain throws, you know, the reasoning, and also how he sees route running. And I've been very impressed by his understanding and his dialogue. The type of conversation we have has been very impressive. You know, he's in his fifth year or sixth year. I mean, he's not a 10-year vet. But he leads and has conversations like a very, very seasoned guy. So that's something I'm grateful for. I mean, my job, my focus is if my number is called and I get an opportunity to take advantage of them, you know, and that's important. You know, that's all I can say. It's important to take advantage of opportunities because the quarterback gives you opportunity, he trusts you, and you want to keep his trust.
It's been your impression as a first-round pick. What advice do you give to him?
Stay the course. I think the best thing about him is he's so electric and he's very confident in who he is. You know, it's not about being perfect, but confident in who he is. Great speed. You know, he works hard. I just, you know, stay the course and let the chips fall where they may. I think he's going to have a great season.
Nelson, you said Lamar leads, like, he's going to lead when he has been. Do you have examples of, like, the stuff he does?
Just the dialogue. When you have conversations with quarterbacks about what they see, techniques from DBs, leverages, why the ball is placed here or there, it takes a guy that's seen enough tape and thrown enough balls to tell you his why. So that's a very experienced and seasoned thing from a quarterback like Lamar. We have them all the time. We just had moments today. You know, there's no bad rep. Whether it's a completion or not, if we have an like explanation of what you see and what you saw what I was doing, then we got better. You know, whether it's you guys see a completion or incompletion, I feel like we grow from conversation. That's also a rep. Man, I want to have fun and, you know, perform in year 9 and get better. There's nothing to it, man. I feel happy. I'm a part of something special. Do my job and truly just have some fun playing football.
Third year offensive coordinator.
favorite with Kevin Love. What has stuck out to you about how familiarizing yourself with him made it easy this summer?
Monk's system is a quality system. It's not about it being easy. It's about the people that are teaching it. He's done a really good job of explaining the information to us. You know, our receiver coaches have done a really good job of teaching us the information. And, you know, and it's going the right way. We're just getting better. And I want to be as versatile as possible, so I want to learn every spot. And I'm getting better. I don't have it all down. I'm just getting better and growing with it. Can you ask that again?
How does the explosiveness of this receiver group stack up with who's been a part of in the past?
You know, I think we're working towards our you know, peak of explosiveness. I wouldn't say we're there yet, this exact group. So it's hard for me to judge that. But I think that we have an opportunity to be explosive. And we're going to work on it, and we'll be on the same page, and, you know, reps after reps after reps. And then I think by season, the picture will be a little clearer.
How well did you know Odell before he got here, and how would you kind of describe his personality in the room and on the field?
I mean, I've always been a fan of Odell from afar. You know, we played each other when he was in New York and I was in Philly. And obviously, you know, he always shows love. That's one of the greatest things about him as a player is despite his level of stardom, he's always been so humble to show love to all his peers. And what I love about him being here is the humility and the family-like type energy he's brought to this environment. He's a team guy. You know, he's always there for us. He talks to us. He shows love. He gives affection. Not only does he want to make his play, he celebrates other people making big plays. And that's a special quality from a guy with that, you know, type of stardom and that type of, you know, notoriety in this league. So I'm grateful to have a teammate like him.
One more question.
From a football sense, what has he brought that has stood out to you? Obviously, you don't know his flex
plays. He's a competitor. I mean, you see him out there. He has great size, great speed, unbelievable hands. He can get the ball from up top, you know. I just love him as a route runner, too. And he's just getting better. You think about it, he was a year off and just still getting better, you know. And I'm happy to have him.
Thank you, Nelson. Appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you guys so much.